Daf is Chulin Daf Tzadi Gimel. We are holding on Daf Tzadi Beis Amid Beis, and we are at Gufa, about 6 lines from the bottom of the page. Gufa. Today's Daf is going to be all about Chelev of different parts of the animal, what's Asur, what's Mutter. So exciting, the exciting world of Chelev. Gufa, says the Gemara. Amar Rav Sheshes Amar Rav Asi Chutin shebechelev asurin ve'in chayavin aleihen. The blood vessels that are in the chelev are aser, but you're not chayiv kares for eating them. Why would you not be chayiv kares? If it has a din of chelev, you should be chayiv kares. So obviously the Rashi points out asurin means midrabanan. They're only aser midrabanan. That's why you're not chayiv kares. Shebechulia, but the chutin, the blood vessels that are in the kidneys, asurin ve'in chayavin aleihen, also has the same din that it's Asur, but you're not chayiv on it. Loven kulya, the white part of the kulya, as Rashi says, shebitoch hacharitz umespashit v'holich bitoch hakulya, the white part that spreads out through the kidneys. Rabbi Chia chad asur v'chad shari. So that's a machlokas, whether that's asur fats or mutter fats. Rabba martit lei, so Rabba would scoop out all the white parts from inside the kidney, all of these fats. As Rashi says, martit lei means mishari shacharav. He would scoop it out entirely. He would look for it all the way inside. Rabbi Yochanan martit lei. Rabbi Yochanan would similarly scoop it out. Rav Asi ga'im lei, but Rav Asi would just cut it out at the surface level, but wouldn't scoop inside to get every last bit of it out. So Amar Abaye, kavasei dravasei mistavra. Abaye says it seems that Rav Asi is most correct. Dam Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel, because Rabbi Abba, Amar Rav Yudah, Amar Shmuel said chelev shabasar chofa oso mutter, that any chelev where flesh covers it up, it's going to be mutter. So Alma, what's the implication? Where would you get the idea that if flesh is covering the chelev, that it's going to be mutter? It must be she'al haksalim amar rachmana v'lo shebetoch haksalim. That when we say that chelev al haksalim is aser, it only means the chelev that's on top of the ksalim, that's on top of the flanks of the animal is aser. But the diuk is shebetoch haksalim is mutter. That any chelev that's inside of the flanks of the animal is mutter. So hachanami, when it comes to the klayos as well, you could say the same thing. She'al haklayos amar rachmana. The chelev that's on top, over the surface of the kidneys, that's going to be aser, but you don't have to be mishari shacharav all the way inside of the kidneys. That chelev is not going to be aser. So the Rishonim have machlokas over here, what to paskin like. It sounds like from the maskan of our Gemara that they're saying kavasi dravasi misavra, that we could be mekel. So Tosus writes that since Abaye is machriya, so misvara, Abaye is machriya misvara kravasi, it's misavra, that's the halacha, that you don't need to go dig around after it, only take away masha chutz l'kulya, the stuff that's on the outside on the surface of the kulya, the loven shebechulya, the actual white fats inside of the kidneys, is going to be mutter. And Rashi also says such a lashon that hamekel lo hifsid. Someone wants to be mekel, they don't lose out for being makel on this issue. Even the chut in shebechelev arasim midrabanan, but you should be gozer more in the chut echelev atu the chelev more so than the loven kulya. I mean, you can't compare this to the chut in shebechelev where the Gemara didn't have a machlokas. We said the chut in shebechelev arasim midrabanan. You're just not chayiv on it. But apparently the Gemara doesn't think that this is exactly the same, and that's in fact what the Rif and the Ram paskin as well. However, Rashi says the chachili should be machmir even by the loven kulya to be misharish achrav, to go to look at and try to search it all out and scoop every last bit of it out, since it's not said mefurish in the Gemara that the halacha is one way or the other. And that's what the Rashba quotes from the Balamor and the Balachuma as well, that sheikra halacha, that the ikra halacha is that the chelev shetocha klayos is aser. So Tosfos asks that the chelev that the basar is chofa, Rashi sounds like it's a halacha psuka that we could be matir the chelev that's inside the basar. So why would the chelev shalak layus be different than the chelev shalak salim? The Gemara made a clear link between the chelev shalak layus and the chelev shalak salim. That just like we say by the basar, it's shalak salim v'lo shabasochak salim. So we have the same drasha, shalak layus v'lo shabasochak layus. So why is Rashi so sure that the chelev shalak, that the chelev shabasoch habasar, that's vaday mutter? But he says you should be machmir by the klayos. Why should there be a difference? That's the kasha. So the Rashba's mitarei that when it comes to the klayos, since they're kavros l'mizbeach, The Torah says v'shtei haklayos, so the chelev shebetoch haklayos is included. So the Torah doesn't have to aser anything except for the chelev al haklayos, because that which is betoch haklayos is already nesar. But the chelev shebetoch haksalim, which is not olu l'gvoa, if it was aser, the Torah would not have said asher al haksalim. From the fact that the Torah says asher al haksalim, it implies that dafka the chelev shebetoch, it's dafka the chelev shal haksalim, but the chelev shebetoch Salim is takam mutter. Okay, vaytu in the Gemara, four lines from the top. Gufa, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Chelev shabasar chofa oso mutter. Chelev that's covered by flesh, that's covered by meat of the animal, so that's going to be mutter. That's the chelev sha'al haksalim, that is tachas l'klayos, as Rashi says, and it's at the gova haksalim. So that chelev is going to be mutter. Frak the Gemara, Eini, Vam Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Hai tarba de tuse masni osir. Didn't he say that the meat that's tuse masni is osir? And apparently that's the same meat. It's in the exactly where this chelev is. This tarba tuse masni, this chelev that's tuse masni is a machlokas rishonim. Rashi says it's the chelev shalak solim begova haksalim before it's covered by the flesh, and that gova itself is mechusa b'masnayim, and it gets wider as it goes down lower on the body, and the Rif has a different interpretation. Big machlokas rishonim, exactly what we're talking about. So Amar Abaye behema b'chaya pruke mifrika. Abaye says, well, behema during its lifetime, it's pruke mifrika. What does that mean? So Rashi says, kishi yoleches evareha noim, that when an animal walks and it's alive and it's walking around, so its limbs all move around. Vamasnayim pa'am sheinim shachem klape mala. But sometimes its masnayim will extend a little bit closer to the upper part of the body. Vaksalim nimshachim klape mata. Vaksalim will go a little bit toward the lower part of the body. Ve'nachelav nichsabehen, and therefore the chelav is not going to be covered by the masnayim, because sometimes when the animal is moving, different parts are moving in different directions, and the chelav is not going to be covered by the masnayim. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ana lav tapcha nav lav bar tapcha. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, I'm not a butcher. I'm not the son of a butcher. But I remember that they always say in the Beis Medrash that behema b'chaya pruke mifrika, that a behema in its lifetime it moves around a lot, and therefore there are certain parts that you might think are covered by the masnayim, but when it's alive and it's moving around, it's not really it's not covered by the masnayim. The Rambam writes that when the behemah is alive, near a chelev zeb me'ayim, and we don't say that the chelev that the basar is chofoso is mutter, unless the basar is chofoso li'olam, unless the basar is always covering it, even b'chaya behemah. That's the Gemara's point over here. That when it's alive, if the basar is not chofed, that chelev, when it's alive, then it's not called that the basar is chofed that chelev. So is this a din d'araisa or a din d'rabanan? The Rush sounds like that this is a din midaraisa. So the chelev is also Torah, if it's not covered by the basar even during its lifetime, even though after it's dead it is covered by the basar, but from Tosos it's mashma that it's all midrabanan, but midaraisa, since the basar is chofo, so after its death, so it's not going to be asur, because alak salim is spoken about is in the context of hakravas achelev. Hakravas achelev is after the shechit of the behema, so the Torah is not mechayiv to be makriv. The Torah is only mechayiv to be makriv the chelev that's on it, not the chelev that's in it. So once we say that the b'chayi behema, the chelev is not mechupa, the chacham asur b'achila is a gzeirav mishum shar chelev. But midaraisa, the chelev is going to be mutter. It is considered chelev that is mechupa b'basar. So that's machlokas rishonim, machlokas rosh and tosfos, whether we generally define chelev being covered up by it being covered up after the shechita, or by it being covered up at all times, always, both when it's alive and when it's dead. Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Chelev shala masas ubeis hakosos asurin ve'enosh kares v'zeu chelev shala kerev. The chelev that's on the masas and the beis hakosos, those are different stomachs. We have the four stomachs of the animal. Those are two of the stomachs. The chelev on those parts of the animal, they're asurin yechayev kares for them, and that is what we refer to as the chelev shala kerev. That the chelev shala kerev is that chelev. Amr Rabbi Abba, Amr Avidu, Amr Shmuel. Hay tarba di kilvusta. The chalev that's on the end of the that's on the kilvusta. Rashi says the kilvusta is the end of the spine. It's an etzem katanhu umunach al etzem shekorin hanka. Umchuber lechulias ha'alia. It's attached to the to like the tailbone milamala. Va'alav yesh chelev tachas rosh ha'masan shekorin lunbil. So there's some little piece of chelev there. Asu venush karis. That's asu yichayev karis for it. Vizel chelev shalak salim. And that's what the Torah means when the Torah says chelev shalak salim. Va'amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Vidomar Shmuel. Chutin shabiyad asurin. Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel said that the blood vessels, the chutin are blood vessels in the hand of the animal are asur. In the four legs of the animal are asur. Amar Rav Safra said Moshe. So what's he talking about? Moshe. So Rashi says Talmud Chacham. It was an expression of saying you're a Talmud Chacham, but he had something to ask on him. So you have this a few times in Shas where you have such an explanation, an exclamation of Moshe. Rashi Maseches Beitza and Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. Rashi writes that it's a Derech Kavod that he says to him that you're the Gadol Bedoro, Kimoshe Bedoro. You're so great. So how could you? He's going to ask, what are you Meshav al Rabbi Abba that who definitely said correctly? Rashi Maseches Beitza says Yakra b'Moshe kamishtava, that it was like a lashon of a shvua by the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu. So okay, different interpretations of whether it's just a derech kavod or he's saying I swear by the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu or stam he's calling him a Talmud Chacham. We actually don't find any Tanaim and Amoraim that are named Moshe. That we don't have. Moshe was not a name that came up in times of Tanaim and Amoraim. Unclear why. It's not that they didn't use biblical names. I mean, we have a Rabbi Yitzchak, we have a Rabbi Yaakov, we do have Tanaim and Amoraim who had names from Chumash, but for some reason Moshe they don't have. I don't think we have Aaron, we don't have David. Like there are certain names that for whatever reason weren't used and are plenty used today. Not 100% clear why. Mimosha ad Moshe, lo kam kimosha, because there was no one in between who was named Moshe. They say from Moshe Rabbeinu till the Rambam, they say that no one there was lo kam kimosha, so once I guess that's why people started using the name, because the people who had it, you know, turned out to be okay. So what happened? Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel said that the blood vessels in the hands are aser. So if Safra said, Tamil Chachum, wait a second. Miyamar Chmana lo techel bisra. Does the Torah say don't eat the basar of the hand? How can you say the blood vessels of the hand are asur? We're allowed to eat that basar. So Amar Rava Moshe Miyamar Chmana achel dama. He says, what are you talking about? Does it ever say that you're allowed to eat blood? If there are blood vessels there, there's blood. So how can you eat it? I'm 100% right. Chatchei umalchei afilu kdeira nami shapir dami. But if you eat, so he says, no, you cut it and you salt it, then even you can put it in a pot. There's a way to salt it and get all the blood out. So if as long as you can get the blood out, that's perfectly fine, and you can eat it. Amar Rav Yom Shmuel, Reish Maya Ba'amsa Boi Greira. The Reish Maya Ba'amsa, Rashi says, Kshadakin Yotzin Min Hakeva, Tzarech Ligror Chelev Shalei and Orech Amma. One Amma worth of the dakin of the small intestines, when it goes outside of the keva, needs to be scraped off of all of its fat. So one Amma worth of it has to be scraped. Vizeu Chelev Shaladakin. And that's what we talk about when we say the Chelev Shaladakin, which happened to have been, Rashi alludes to Machlokas Taf Mem Tesam and Beis, whether it's us or not. But that's a reference to the Chelev Shaladakin. That's what should be scraped off. Vom Rav Yehuda, Chutin Shabu'ukatz Asurin. The blood vessels on the flanks are Asur. Chamsha chutei isbe bekafla. There are five chutin. There are five blood vessels on that area of the body. Tlasim yamina v'tarti mismola. Three on the right side, two on the left side. Tlasim miftzli l'treitrei. The three primary blood vessels on the right side branch off into two each. Each one branches off into two smaller blood vessels. Trei miftzli l'tlasa tlasa. The two on the left side, each one branches off into three smaller blood vessels. So nafkamina, why do I care how many branches off to? Why is this important for me to know? Nafkamina, tishalv luhad dechamimi mishtalfi. If you're going to remove all of them while the body is still warm, while the animal is still hot, so then it will come right out. All of it will come right out. You won't have to worry about any of this. And then in a chinami, there's no nafkamina. V'ilo boi chatuti basrayu. But if you don't remove it until the animal's body is cold, so then it's not going to just come out so easily. You're going to have to dig and find search after all of these blood vessels in order to remove them. So you need to know what you're looking for. You need to know if you got it all. So if you see that on the side that had two, you were able to follow where it branched off into two different parts of from each blood vessel, you should know you're still missing one. It branched off into three. That's the way these blood vessels work. So it's important to know that. Amar Rabbi Vitam Rabbi Yehuda, Chamshu Chuti Avu, there are five chutim, five blood vessels, Tlasa Mishum Tarba, three of them are Asur Mishum Chelev, Utrin Mishum Dama, and two of them are Asur Mishum Dam. I mean, they're all Asur, it's just a question of why they're Asur. Asur Mishum Chelev, Asur Mishum Dam. So some of them are Asur Mishum Chelev, some are Asur Mishum Dam. Detachli, Udekafli, Udekul Yisa, Mishum Tarba. The ones of the spleen and of the, what's the kafli? I'm not sure. Kafli? We have an art school translation there. Kafli? Oh, you're on the Gemara side. So, all right, whatever. Okay, you let me know. And the kulis of the kidneys, so that's asur mishum tarba. That's asur mishum chelev. The yada, but the blood vessels of the hand, udaloa, and the jaw are mishum dama. Those are asur mishum dam. Okay, so each one is asur mishum different reasons. So the mina
flanks.
Okay, so right, we had it before already. Okay, yeah. So well, we have like half. Yeah, bekaflis. Yeah. Okay. So anyway, so the main nafkamina. So what's the nafkamina? What difference does it make whether it's asur mishum dam or asur mishum chelev? Hani de mishum dam. You should still stay on the Gemara side better than the actual side. Yeah. Hani de mishum dam imechatichlu umaluchlu shapir dami. That which is mishum dam, if you cut it out and you salt it, so then you're good. Then you're good to go. Then you solve the problem because the mishum dam, you just need to salt out whatever dam. Hanach leslu takanta. But the other ones, the stuff mishum chelev, nothing you could do to chelev to make chelev mutter. Chelev is going to be aser, and that's it. You're stuck. So it's important to know why something is aser. Amrav kanavitem Rav Yehuda. Chamsha karmi havu. There are five different membranes that need to be discussed. Tlasa mishum tarba, that meaning that are aser. Tlasa mishum tarbu, tre mishum dama. Three of them because of chelev, and two of them mishum dam. Detachli, the kafli, the kul yisa mishum tarbi. The mishum tarba. The spleen, the flanks, and the kidneys, that's aser mishum chelev. The bei udumukra mishum dama, but the membrane around the testicles and the brain area, that's asur mishum dam. That's asur on account of it being dam. And we already know what the nafkamina is. Nafkamina, whether you could salt it and make a mutter. Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia have a kakalafle tachla lelevi breder of Huna Barchia. So Rav Yehuda Bar Oshia was peeling off the membrane of a spleen for Levi, the son of Rav Huna Bar Chiya, to feed him. Have a kagayim lei meilai. And the way he was taking it off was he was just pulling off the top surface layer. Amar lei. So he said to him, he said, Chavis beit fei, asa avua ashkechei. Amar lei. So he said, you should, Chavis beit fei, meaning Rashi says, Shaloya kolfo ele begofo, bimakom uvio. He wasn't taken off enough. He was only taken off the area right around the surface of it, and in its thickest part, Shumachubur Sham Lakeris, where it's connected to the stomach, Lachelev, and to the other fats. Amar lo klof vered adamata. So he's telling him, no, peel more, take more of it off. Chavis beit fei, dig out more. Asavu Ashkeche. So his father came and he found him. Amrlei Hachi Amravu Di Imach Mishum Derav Uman Rabbi Yirmi Barabe. He said, you should know your grandfather, your maternal grandfather, used to say the name of Rav, and your maternal grandfather is Rabbi Yirmi Barabe. Lo Asra Torah Elisha Al Hadad Bilvad. That the Torah only asers the membrane that's on the dud of the animal alone. That this the krum, the membrane Shal Makom Uvio, on the thickest part. It's not the thickest part of the spleen. That's what's going to be asur, not the rest of it. So therefore, you don't need to go and peel off all this other stuff. So frankly, Mara Eni Vamar of Amnuna Tana Krum Shalatchul Asur Vein Chayav Nalav. So, but didn't we say that the membrane that's on the spleen is asur, and you're just not chayav karis for it? Seichi Dami. What are we talking about? Ile Mishalat Da Damayin Chayav Nalav. If we're talking about on the thicker part of the spleen, so then why should you not be chayav on it? That's the real chaylev. Ella de kule, must be that we're talking about the rest of the fat. So it sounds like you do have to pull it out because it is usher. It's just that that's not the chelev midaraisa, but you do have to take it out. So I'm like, itanya tanya. He says, oh, okay, there's a braisa like that. Okay, if there's a braisa like that, so what can I do? So then I'll have to be moda. Then we'll leave it at that. Kufa. Amar of Amnuna. Tana krum shalatchul aser vein chayev alav. The membrane that's on the spleen is aser and you're not chayev for it, meaning it's only aser midrabanan. Krum shal gabikulya aser vein chayev alav. The membrane that's on the kidneys also aser and you're not chayev on it. Iva tani chayev alav. We have a brayso that says beferish that you are chayev for it. So tchulatchul okasha. The spleen is not a stira. Ha keneged adad ha shelo keneged adad. We said it, there are different parts of the spleen. Keneged adad is going to be aser and chayev alav. Shelo keneged adad is aser and ain chayev alav. So that's not going to be a problem at all. Kulya kulya, nami lo kasha. On the kidneys, it's also not a stira. Habi ila'a, habi tasa'a. One is on the upper part, one is on the lower part. Says Rashi, ila'a, chelev mamisha ala klayos, yeshlov krumdak vu chelev gamur. The real chelev that's on the kidneys has a certain membrane around it that has a full status of chelev gamur. But the tasa'a, the krum, the other membrane, is not going to be, is not going to have a din, a real din of chelev. Now it's interesting. We were discussing these five krumim, these five different types of membranes. The Rambam in Hilchos Machlokes Suros Perek Zayin Halacha Tezayin, the Rambam, after he writes all the dinim of the blood vessels and the krumim and all, everything that appears in our Gemara, the Rambam writes Yira'el Li. He says it appears to me Shakol Elu Achutin Vakromos Isurun Midivrei Sofrim. That as much as I say that these things are aser, it appears to me that they're only aser midivrei sofrim. Then he says, "V'im tomar shein asur min haTorah v'chal kol chelav v'kol dam ein lokan alein ela makas mardus." And he says, and even if you want to say they're aser midoraisa, very strange with the Rambam. The Rambam normally just paskins. He says over here he thinks it's aser midrabanan. But even if you want to say that it's aser midoraisa and you want to disagree with me, you should only get makas mardus for it. You shouldn't get full malchus. You shouldn't get a full punishment for it. V'yu kechatzi shir shu aser midoraisa. Why is it only Malkus Mardus? He says it has a din like a chatzi shir that you don't get Malkus. Why is it a din of chatzi shir? Chatzi shir is when you have a kezayis of iser and you eat a chatzi zayis of the iser. You don't eat the full zayis of the iser. That's chatzi shir over here. He's not talking about eating less than a kezayis. He's talking about eating the whole thing. But it's not really the main thing the Torah assered. It's surrounding the main thing that the Torah asked, or near the main thing that the Torah asked, and therefore has a din of a chatzi shir. Very, very strange. So the Magen Mishnah says that just like it's we said earlier, the chutin shebechelev are asur, and you're not chayev alei mishum chelev, because chelev amarachman of a lo chutin, we have a drasha that it's dafka the chelev, not the chutin, so maybe the dam in the chelev asur tarav a lo chutin ukramos, maybe that's what the Rambam understands, that whenever you have chutin ukramos, so it's not asur midoraisa, but it's still very difficult to understand what he's talking about when he says that even if it were aser midoraisa, it would only have a din of chatzi shir. What does that mean? I have no idea what the Rambam means by that. Okay, so anyway, says the Gemara, Bei Chashilta, Ravami Ravasi, Chad Aser V'Chad Shari. So the semi-detached testicles of the animal. So Ravami and Ravasi have machlokas. One says it's aser, one said it's mutter. So what's the sar of each one? Mandi asar, the one that says that it's aser midalokabaryan, says that they're never going to get better. They never heal themselves, and therefore it's considered as if it's separated from the body, and that is a violation of Evir Minachai. Hani Evir Minachai Ninu, that is a violation of Evir Minachai. Zuk Tosfos, not really. Hani Evir Minachai Minatoro lo havi Evir Minachai. So it says, look, on the Daraisa level, it's not really Evir Minachai. It's only Evir Minachai. You want to say it's Asr Mishum Evir Minachai, like a Darabanan, but it's not really Evir Minachai. Kimishum Mechubarim Hei Ma'at. So Hei Nitarim Beshchita, because everything that's slightly still attached to the body is automatically Nitar Beshchita. Kevarim Amidul Dalim, like dangling limbs. Vein Vemele Mitzvahs Prosh Pulvat Gerim Perik Vein Mamakasha. There is a mitzvah to stay away from it, but on a Daraisa level, there's no, it's certainly not Evir Minachai. So we don't mean Evir Minachai in the literal sense. Mandashari, the one who says that it's Mutzada, will tell you, from the fact that they don't start to rot, they don't start to decay, that tells you that it's still part of the body, that it's not considered to be detached from the body, it's not Evir Minachai, and that's why it's Mutter. If we're starting to decay, so then you know it's not getting any Chiyus whatsoever from the body, but it's not decaying. V'idach, the other opinion would respond, no, the reason the Beit Zemar aren't starting to decay is because they're protected inside the sack. It's partially detached from the body, but inside it's partially detached. So it's never exposed to the air. If it's never exposed to the atmosphere, that's why it's not going to decay. And the other one will say, no, the reason it's not considered detached from the body, the reason that it doesn't get, that it doesn't heal, is just because the animal's in a weakened state when this happened. But it's not that it's because it's removed from the body, it's just that the animal doesn't have the vigor and the strength to allow itself to heal properly. So, okay. Amalei Rabbi Yochanan b'Shem Bar Abba, Hani Bei Chashilta Sharyon Va'at Lo Techol Mishum Val Tito Shtor Simecha. Very unusual lashon of the Gemara. The Gemara says it's mutter, these testicles that are partially torn off. It's mutter, but you're not allowed to eat it because of Al Tito Shtor Simecha. So who's not allowed to eat it? Does that mean Klal Yisrael is not allowed to eat it because of Al Tito Shtor Simecha? A particular community was not allowed to eat it? So, says Tosus, Mishum Al Titosh, Sovak Ravashi, Dom Perakama, Deicha de Daite Lachzor Nosnov Chumrei Makom Sheyatzo Misham. That apparently he came from one place and had gone to a different place. The place that he had come from, it was, there were noig bo iser. They were noig that it was aser. The place that he had gone to, they were noig bo heter. So he says, look, everyone else here is eating it. You're not allowed to eat it because of Al Tito Shtor Simecha, because you come from a place, you've got to be loyal to the menhagim of the place where you come from. And he says, we're assuming like the opinion that as long as it's Daite Lachzor, as long as you have plans to go back, then you still have to accept upon yourselves the chumras of the makam that you came from. That is the mission at the beginning of the fourth parak of Pesachim, I think, is Makam Shnagu. Right? That when you go from one place to another place, so you have to take upon yourself the chumras both of the place that you are in right now, and that's because Losis code to do. You can't appear to do different things than everyone else is doing in the community that you're in right now, even if those aren't your minhagim. But the place that you came from, you also have to be machmir for. So you have to be machmir for both shitos. So that's what he was telling him. Inami says also another possibility. Kikuli alma va'at lo techol b'makom ka amar. No, maybe we're assuming that even not like the opinion that when it's daita lach, so you have to take the chumra shemakom shiatsu misham. But he's saying bimakoma, when you go back home, you have to be knowing iser, because you're saying in Eretz Yisrael, he's not saying you have to be machmir here in Eretz Yisrael. When you go back home to Bavel, that's where you have to be machmir. Dafka in that place, that's where we're machmir. So what's the halach over here? Is this something that's mutz or something that's aser? The way Tosfos understands it, it was they were knowing bo iser in Bavel, they were knowing bo heter in Eretz Yisrael. So we may not want to eat it anyway, but we should still know what the halach is. So the Rashba writes that since Rabbi Yochanan paskins meikra adin that it's mutter, so therefore that's how we paskin halacha, that he clearly held this was totally a minug, and that the din would be that it's mutter, that the Beit Zachar are mutter. And that's what the Meiri writes. However, the Meiri says, even though it's mutter, a bal nefesh yisamehem. So why bal nefesh yisamehem? Maybe that's how the Meiri understood the Gemara. That at lo techel mishum al titos toras imecha. You don't eat from it, meaning you, a bal nefesh, don't eat from it. Not about the minhagim of Bavel necessarily, just someone who's a bal nefesh shouldn't eat from it. The Rambam writes that if you have this case with the beitzim, it's not aser min haTorah because it has miktsas chayim, and that's why it's not masriach, right? Clearly taking the side of the opinion that as long as it's not decaying, it's going to be mutter. But he still says aser la'achlo miminuk shenagu kol Yisrael mikedem, that it's still aser to eat it, because this is a minhag that all of Klal Yisrael had mikedem, that all of Klal Yisrael had for a long time. It's because it's still a little too similar to Eivor Min HaChai for us to be comfortable with it. So the Ritva quotes b'shem the Rambam that the Bei Chashilta are aser because of minhag of Aseinu Shenagu Bo'iser, and the Ritva says that it's not correct. The Lashon of the Gemara is Atlo Techel. Doesn't mean that it was a minhag of Aseinu that they had minhag mikedem that no one ate it. No, Atlo Techel. So the Rambam says that since the Bnei Bavel asered it Meikradin, we always follow the Bnei Bavel. So that what this boils down to is, whenever we have a machlokas and halacha between what the Bnei Bavel did and what the Bnei Eretz Yisrael did, so he says we should always follow the Bnei Bavel. And that's how the Ran says it boils down, very similar to what we say when you have a machlokas between the Talmud Bavli and the Talmud Yerushalmi, that we always follow the Talmud Bavli. Why do we follow the Talmud Bavli? Okay, so that's a good kasha, exactly why we follow the Talmud Bavli. The riff at the end of Erevin says that we follow the Talmud Bavli because Hilchos Kabbas Rav, the Talmud Bavli was written after the Talmud Talmud Yerushalmi, and therefore they knew all of the shittos of Talmud Yerushalmi and still paskin wherever they paskin. So it's a din of Chukah Basra. Okay, whether that's 100% historically accurate or not, I'm not sure. But the Nitziv in his Hakdamah to his Perush on the Shiltos has a completely different explanation, a fantastic explanation about how the style of learning in Bavel was totally different than the style of learning in Eretz Yisrael, and that for us in Galus, Bavel is the more suitable style, because that was the Galus style of learning, which involved less Siyata Deshmaya, less reliance on the Kodesh Baruch Hu, just allowing us to understand things quickly. And that's why Talmud Bavli has pages and pages of Gemara between each and every Mishnah, because you have to be mefalpel and you have to work, and the style of Talmud Bavli is one that trains us how to work through the darkness of Bavel. The Gemara has an expression in Sanhedrin that Bavel is an arad chashucha. It's a land of darkness. So the Nitziv gives the mashal. If you're in a dark room and you need to find the door and there is no exit sign, so you walk around the room and you feel everything and you finally find your way out. If you're in a light room, you just walk straight to the exit sign. Now, after those experiences, both times you got out, you got to your destination. But if you were in the room that had light in it, after you leave the room, you're not gonna have a thorough knowledge of where everything was in the room, because you just saw the door, you saw the exit, and you walked straight to the door. In the dark room, since you felt every little corner of the room in order to be able to get out, you'll have a much more thorough knowledge of how it works. That's how it compares. Eretz Yisrael is like with the light, and Bavel is the arad chashucha, and it's a more appropriate kind of Torah for Bnei Chutz Laretz. So we paskin in Gal. Like the Talmud Bavli and like the people from Bavel. Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, Vaitu in the Gemara, Hayin Bei De Gadya, the testicles of a young goat. Ad Tasin Yom and Shayun below Klipa. So for the first 30 days, it's mutter without peeling it off. Mikan ve'elach, but after it's 30 days old already, I Azra anasurin v'lo Azra and Shayun. If there's zera already in them, then they're going to be asur. If there's no zera in them, then it's mutter. So minayadinan, how are you going to know if there's zera in them or not? So yis v'usuraiki sumki asiran, less v'usuraiki sumki Shayun. If you see red streaks in them, then it's asur. If the red streaks did not develop in them, then it's mutter. Umtsi bei umizriki, the meat and testicles and the neck, the bloody part of the neck, pligi beravacha v'ravina. So there's machlokas ravacha and ravina. Bekala tarukula, and just as an aside, the Gemara says, you should know, in general, when we have a machlokas between ravacha and ravina, and kala tarukula, it's ravina l'kula v'ravacha l'chumra. Ravina is the one that's more mekel, ravacha is the one that's more machmir. Vilchsuk ravina l'kula, and we always pass on like ravina, like the more mekel opinion. Lebar mehani tvast ravacha l'kula, Ravina l'chumra. Except there are three instances where Rav Acha is the one that's more mekel, Ravina is the one that's more machmir, Vilchsak Rav Acha l'kula, and we pass him like Rav Acha l'kula. So, okay, now that we have that aside, so let's get to the machlokas. Umtsa da asmik, if you have red, very red meat, meaning meat that's clearly laced with dam. So you cut it open, you salt it, and then you can even cook it in a pot where it's soaking in its own juices, and that's fine. It's not considered that it's dam. You assume that the salting takes care of it. If you put it on a spit and you put it over a fire, you also have the right to assume that the fire is going to dry out all the dam, so it's going to be perfectly mutter. Agumri, but what if you throw it on coals without salting it? So is that called roasting it? We know when it's basar tzli, you don't need to do malicha because we assume the fire draws out the dam. What if it's sitting on coals? It's not on a spit over a fire. So pligim ravach v'ravina, so that's machlokas ravach v'ravina. Chadam or mishav she'ivilei. One says that the coals will draw out the dam. No, the coals will just make the meat shrivel up. It will shrivel up the meat, and all the dam will be trapped inside. And the same machlokas applies by the bay and the mizruki as well. So it's the same thing. Reisha bekivsha usvei, the head of the animal you put on hot coals. You could rest it on hot coals. So it depends how you position the head, whether we assume all the dam gets drawn out. So if you rest it where the beis hashchita, the area where you shat the animals directly on the coals, so then we assume that the coals are going to draw out the blood and it's going to be mutter. At stadin mikva kafi va'aser. If you put it on the side of the head, then we assume that the blood is just going to congeal inside of the head. It's going to be aser. You're never going to get all the blood out. Osvei anechirei. Datsbe midi shari. So if you put it on its nose, as long as you stick something in the nostrils in order that the nostrils shouldn't and close up, and the blood should be able to drip out, so then it's going to be mutter. We assume that the blood will be able to be drawn out. The ilo asir, but if you don't put anything in the nostrils to keep the nostrils open to allow the blood to drip out, it's going to be asir. Ikeda amri anechire va'beis hashkita da'iv. Others say now, when you put it on the nose or when you put it on the beis hashkita, the blood is automatically going to dry out. At stadin, when you put it on the side, idatz be'midi shari v'ilo asir. That's when you need. That's so much more makel version of the discussion. That when it's on the nose, you don't need to put anything in to keep the pores and the holes open. But when it's on the side, it's not necessarily asir. There's still a way to make a mutter if you idatz be'midi, if you stick something inside of it to keep the holes open. Amar v'idomer Shmuel shnei gid. Okay, so that was the end of chelev. Now we get back to gid anasha. So Amar v'idomer Shmuel shnei gidin hein ha'pnimi samach la'atzem asir v'chayav nov. There are two major veins in that area. The inner one is close to the bone, and it's asir and yichayav on it. That's the real gid anasha. Chitzon samach l'basar. The outer one is closer to the flesh. Asir vein chayav on lov. It's asir vein achayav. It's only asir midrabanan. Aiva tanya pnimi samach l'basar. But wait a second. We have a brayse that says that the inner one is samach l'basar, not samach l'etzem. So Rav Acham, Rav Kana, iklude miklid. That gid is very long, and it's chozer v'nichnas b'basar. It comes back around into the basar, so it's not an inaccuracy. Aiva tanya chitzon samach l'etzem. But we have another brayse that says that the chitzon is one of samach l'etzem. That the chitzon is not samach l'basar. I'm reviewing the pari tafchi. That's why where once it's cut open by the butcher. So then it appears that way. Itmar, tavach shenimsa chelev acharav. Let's say you have a butcher and you find in his butcher shop you find some chelev lying around. So what do you assume about the butcher? He's got chelev there. So Rav Yehuda Amar b'ksa'ora. Rav Yehuda says if you have if it's a sa'ora worth of chelev, that's when you have a problem. Rav Yochanan Amar b'kazayis. Rav Yochanan says a kazayis. Some Rav Papa v'lo pligi. They're not arguing. They both agree that a sa'ora is a problem on a certain level and a kazayis is a problem on another level. Kal mal koso. Kalni Avro. Just one is talking about when, at what stage you're going to punish him and then to give him Malkus. So that's Bekazayis. And the other one is talking about at what stage you're gonna fire him. You're gonna get rid of him. So that's Bekasaora. Amra Zutra Bekasaora Kasaora Bimakum Echad Kazayis Afil Bezu Gimel Mekamos. He has a different yeshuv. No, Kasaora is if it's in one spot. Up until Kazayis, if you find it scattered around in different spots. Vihilchsal al Kosa Bekazayis. And the halacha is for to give him malchus. So it's a kazayis to la'avro to fire him. And what does it mean? Fire him? He's self-employed. It means not to shop at his butcher shop anymore. That's if you have if it's a kasaora. Now the Ran writes that even though we're ma'avir no so, he's not considered a chashal to call davar. Even though we won't shop at his butcher shop, you don't assume that he's just someone who can't be trusted for anything. Because someone who's chashal al davar could never be chozer to cheskas kashrus until you see that he doesn't violate that iser machmas chimud mamon. That's because he's considered a mazid. But over here, we don't assume that he's a mazid. We assume he's a posheya. We assume he was negligent, and that's why the chelev was there in the meats of his butcher shop, not because he was doing it with mazid. And there, and all he needs to do is be mekabel on himself. And be knowing like a be mekabel on himself chavrus and be knowing like a chaver in front of three people, and that's all he's going to need to do in order to do tshuva. Very interesting concept, especially the day before Rosh Hashanah, that you have a person who we know has done an avera, we know he's done something wrong, and we allow tshuva. It's very unusual for us down here to allow for tshuva. Tshuva is usually up for shemayim. A man murders somebody and comes into court and says, "No, it's okay. I'm an ish acher. I did tshuva. I'm a new man, so I shouldn't be chayiv." No, he's still going to be chayiv. But when it comes to someone doing an avera and wanting to do tshuva, going back to a state of kashrus, even down here we accept tshuva to a certain degree. Okay, Mirz Hashem, I don't know when I'm going to give the next year, but we'll figure it out. Two dots next time.